Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We're so grateful to the Lord for bringing us here again. Amen, Jesus. Thankful, thankful, thankful. Glory to God. Amen. Because, people of God, it's another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, amen, and we're so grateful for it on today, amen, Jesus. We thank God, amen, that we have now entered into the Sabbath of the Lord, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, that time of rest, that time of reflection, that time, glory to God, when we just, amen, think back, we just begin to think back.
The recording has started.
We begin to think back, amen, on the goodness of the Lord and how he has kept us all week long. People of God, he's kept us all week long. Listen, all day long, glory be to God. People of God, listen, the last minute, the last second, glory to God, somebody was transitioning out of here, amen, but God has us. He's kept us another day, amen, another hour, another minute, another second. And for this, we give God thanks. We give God praise on today. Amen. We just want to say welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome each and every one of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We're so grateful to the Lord. Amen, Jesus, for all of our listeners. From wherever you're listening from, we're grateful to the Lord. Glory be to God. We're so grateful to the Lord on today. Amen, Jesus, because truly he has done us well. Amen. Glory be to God. And for this, we're grateful. Amen, Jesus. We're so grateful on tonight. Amen, Jesus. All of our international listeners, we want you to know that we appreciate you. We thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in to the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for our listeners here in the continental U.S., those in the Isles of the Sea. Glory to God, those in the West, those in the Middle East, amen, those in China, those, amen, Jesus, and listen, even in Ukraine, those in Canada, those in Bahamas, glory to God, wherever, we just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming aboard, amen, listen, this gospel train with us, amen. Truly, people of God, we are going somewhere, glory to God, and as the Psalm says, amen, where he leads me, I will follow. Wherever the Lord leads the PNN, there we will follow. Amen. We've been following now for 2 years. Glory to God. Amen. Every day. Glory to God. We've been here every day. Amen, Jesus, except for a few here and there. Glory to God. But we are scheduled every day to be here. The Lord has been leading us. He has been guiding us. And I'm telling you, he has done us well. The Lord has done us well. We have no complaints whatsoever. Amen. And so we're grateful tonight. Amen. We're grateful to him tonight. Amen. For all that he's done. We're grateful. Glory to God. Amen. Tonight for all of our leaders on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Because listen, we didn't get here on our own. Amen. We did not get here on our own. Amen, Jesus. But listen, it was the Lord that brought us here. Amen. Glory to God. So we're just so grateful. We're just so grateful for it on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're just so grateful for, amen, my leaders. Amen, Jesus. I always like to acknowledge them. Glory be to God because God has given them, amen, oversight and direction. Glory to God. Sometimes people, God, we don't know where we're going. We don't know what we're doing. Listen, we don't know how to get there, but we need leaders. Amen. Leaders that lead, that guide us, that show us the way, that show us how to watch and show us how to pray. So we thank God. Amen. I thank God for my leaders, the teachings. Amen. The teachings. Amen. That the Lord, glory be to God, has blessed us to have. Amen, Jesus, that helps us to grow, help us to develop into mature saints of the Most High. Amen. Glory to God, thanking God tonight. Amen. Of course, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the head of this line. Glory to God. He's the head of this network. Glory be to God. And as I always say, as we always say, people of God, he is, listen, Well, glory be to God. He's blowing our minds. He is blowing our minds. Amen. Glory to God. And we're just here. Amen, Jesus, just to follow. Glory to God. Not to get ahead of him, not to lag too far behind him. Amen. But just to walk with him. Amen. Glory be to God. Thanking God tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. And thanking God tonight, glory be to God, for our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God tonight, amen, for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord tonight, glory to God, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking him tonight for all of the advisors, all of the prayer warriors, amen, Jesus, those, amen, that the Lord has sent to this line to help us, amen, to keep and carry this work forward, amen. Glory to God. It's certainly not a one-man job, but we thank God, amen, for the grace to be able, as men and women of God, amen, from several different ministries, amen, Jesus, but we come together, amen, for the common cause, that we may exalt the Lord, that we may lift him, that someone may hear, that someone may see, glory be to God, and someone may come to Jesus, amen, glory to God. So we thank God on tonight, amen, for each and every one of you, amen, Jesus. We thank God for you on tonight, amen. Truly, 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 it's a good time to be alive, amen. God is doing a work in the earth. And guess what, people of God, he's doing it through us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Aren't you glad? Amen. Aren't you glad that you're one of them? Amen. Listen, and if you're not one of them, you don't have to feel left out. Glory be to God. You can come. Amen. Glory to God. You can come on in the kingdom. You can be born again. Glory be to God. You don't have to feel like an outsider. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, but you can come and be a part, great body of Christ, amen, this great body of believers, amen, glory to God. So we thank God tonight, amen, for, again, each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for you tonight, amen. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come, glory to God, invite someone to come, people of God, to be a part of what God is doing. Invite them to come and hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. We had such a beautiful, amen, platform on last night. Glory to God. The testimonies went forth. They were so beautiful. So, amen, Jesus, enriching. Glory to God. Amen. So uplifting. Glory to God. In such the beauty of holiness. Amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, just laying it out there, we begin to see how the Lord was leading and guiding and directing his people. Amen. And guess what, people of God? He is no respecter of persons. Amen. He wants to lead, guide, and direct you to, amen, to all truth. Amen. Glory be to God. So go ahead, people of God, invite someone to come and be a part of the line on tonight, be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Text them, text them, text them. Text them, let them know PNN is live tonight. Tell them to come, amen, and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. All of our listeners, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, amen. Those that are listening by radio, amen. Those that are listening by, glory to God, podcast, amen, Jesus. Those that are listening by Facebook, we thank God for you on tonight. Glory to God. We want you to invite someone. Invite someone to come and be a part of this broadcast on tonight. Amen. And listen, people of God, we want you to get your hearts and your minds ready on tonight. Glory be to God. Get your hearts and your minds ready, 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 ready on tonight. Glory to God. We're going to, amen, call on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. One of our prayer warriors, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, we're going to call on tonight, amen, missionary Dorothy Fan, and she's going to come, and she's going to sanctify the line on tonight, glory to God, because we cannot go to God any kind of way. We want to be clean. We want to be purged, amen. We want the Lord to hear us, amen, and we want to hear him, glory to God. So we sanctify the line, amen, to clear the airway so that we can hear what thus saith the Lord, so that our prayers and our petitions unto him, glory to God, don't just go up and hit the ceiling and come back. Amen. Glory to God. There is a way. that the Lord has prepared. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And that way has not changed. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to ask Missionary Fam to come, glory to God, and sanctify the line. And then right after her, glory to God, we're going to have, glory to God, Sister Mary Holland. She's going to come with our scripture on tonight. Glory be to God. And start again, get your pen and your papers ready on tonight. Glory to God, for we are ready to hear what the Lord will say unto us. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to turn the platform over to Missionary Dorothy Fan. God bless you.
All participants are unmuted.
Praise the Lord.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. All participants are unmuted.
God bless you. We don't hear nothing.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me, brother?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Praise God. Well, praise God. Did the sister finish speaking?
No, I don't know what happened.
Amen. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, we hear you.
Yes.
Praise God. I've done the whole introduction and everything. Jesus, my God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But we're, amen, getting, wow. Let's see. Couldn't hear anything. Let's see if we can get Missionary Fan back on. Amen. Minister Emmanuel, seems like we're having problems getting Missionary Fan back in. Can you sanctify the line for us while I try to troubleshoot to see what's happening? If you're in a place that you can.
Yes, God bless you.
Okay, God bless you.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We do apologize for the technical difficulties. Amen. The lines went silent for a minute, but we want you to know that we are here. Amen. We're yet here to glorify the name of the Lord. Amen. Once again, we're going to prepare our hearts and our minds. Amen. The sanctification of the line. Amen. We want to go to God that God may be able to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. And to hear our prayer when we call. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who suffered, bled, and hung on that cross and died. But, Father God, we thank you for his resurrection. We thank you, oh God, for life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you because when he rose with all power in his hand, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know today, Father God, that there's nothing too hard for you. You got all power, God. You can do all things but fail, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory for life today. We thank you, oh God, for breathing on us, God. We thank for touching us, oh God, awakening us, oh God, being clothed in our right mind. Thank for life, health, and strength. Oh God, we just give you the praise today. We thank you, oh God, you kept us all week long, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that you move today, God. Oh God, move, oh God, send a fresh wind today. Send a fresh anointing our way. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that you will search our hearts, examine us today. Oh God, see if you find anything that should not be. We pray, oh God, that you would take it out by the root. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we want to be clean. We want to be right. We want to be pure. We want to be holy. Oh, in the name of Jesus, you told us in your word for us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, make us clean tonight. Oh God, we want to be right in your sight. When we're down here praying, when we're down here singing, we just want to be right. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, move today, Lord. Move right now, Jesus. Move on the prayer line tonight, God. Oh God, we pray that you would bind the works of the Satan, bind the adversary right now. Oh God, the thief coming out for the steal, to kill and destroy. But you come that we may have life, and that more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, touch every hearer tonight. Oh God, sing your word tonight, Lord. Sing your anointing tonight, Jesus. Destroy every yoke, God, because of your anointing. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, Father God, that your word may have free course. Let your word go out in power and demonstration. In the name of Jesus, oh God, move upon your people tonight. Move on the hearts and the minds of your people. Deal with the heart today, God. Prick hearts unto repentance. Break up the foul ground. Every stony ground tonight, God. We pray that you will heal it tonight. Oh God, heal it up tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, do a new work in us, God. Do a new thing in your people's lives. In the name of Jesus, oh God, take us higher. Send on elevation tonight. Elevate us, God. Oh, God, help us go deeper in your word. Draw us nearer unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we need you right now, Lord. We can't make it by ourselves. We're depending on you, Lord. You are the way tonight. You are the only way. In the name of Jesus, help us to follow you, Lord. Where you lead us, we will follow. Speak to us, God. Help us to know your voice. In the name of Jesus. You said, my sheep know my voice. And the stranger, they will not follow. Lord Jesus, help us to hear your voice when you speak. Help us to follow you, Lord. Where you lead us, we will follow. In the name of Jesus. You get the glory tonight. You be praised tonight, Father. You be exalted above the earth. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, save your people from their sins. Save tonight, Lord. Reclaim every backslider. Those that have fallen from grace. We pray for restoration. Restore. Restore the joy of our salvation unto your people tonight. And uphold us with our free spirit. Oh Jesus, liberate tonight, God. Set the captive free. Those that are bound, loose their shackles tonight. In the name of Jesus, open up the prison doors. In the name of Jesus, those that are imprisoned in their minds, loose their minds today. Loose their spirit today. In the name of Jesus, you be glorified today. You be pleased with us, Lord. Everything that we say or do, let it exalt you, Father. Let it lift you up tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be acceptable in our sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. We pray, oh God, for the Prayer News Network Global Prayer Line. We pray, oh God, that you continue to establish it. Oh God, continue to build it up. In the name of Jesus, bless the visionary today, God. Give us strength, oh God. Touch our people body, Lord. Help us to do thy will. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, order her steps in your word. Oh God, we pray right now that you will look on every speaker that come to this line, that have come and yet to come. We pray, oh God, for a fresh anointing. Oh God, see your people words. Oh God, feed your people manna, manna from on high. Give us what we need to be saved. In the name of Jesus, help us to believe on your name. As the scripture has said, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Give us that living water tonight. You are that living water, quicken us tonight by your spirit, in the name of Jesus, baptized in the Holy Ghost, oh God, sanctify us, God, through thy truth, for thy word is true, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, bless tonight, Lord, you give the increase, one water, one planet, but it's you, God, that gives the increase, in the name of Jesus, for your glory tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless our speaker for the hour. Bless your anointed one tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you told us to open up your mouth and you will speak for us. In the name of Jesus. We take no thought. Oh, God, what we should say in that same hour. For the Holy Ghost shall give us what to say. Oh, God, help us just open our mouth and you speak through us. In the name of Jesus. Let your word be delivered in power and demonstration. Let the virtue go out tonight. Send out your virtue tonight. Send out your healing tonight. If any be sick among us, let them be healed. If they commit sins, it shall be forgiven them. Well, Jesus, you are forgiving God. You are the mediator between man and God. Oh, God, you're standing in the gap tonight. Father God, we praise you. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your word. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. We can't make it without your word. Strengthen us tonight, Lord. Keep us, oh, God, hold us in the hollow of your hand. Oh, God, you are the center of our joy. Oh, God, you are our everything tonight. In thee, oh, Lord, we put our trust. We trust you tonight, God. Oh, God, we trust you, Lord. He doesn't trust you with our whole heart and to acknowledge you in all my ways. But we know you shall direct our path. Order our steps in your word tonight. Oh, God, you will never lead us wrong. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. Oh, God, we thank you for another opportunity just to give your name the glory, just to give your name the praise. Oh, God, we come together. We gather in this name, oh, God. We gather together, oh, God, in your name, touching and agreeing. Oh, God, believe in you for great things tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the sick be healed. Oh, God, send deliverance to them that are bound. Oh, God, have your way in our lives. God, we'll praise you. We'll glorify you. Oh, God, we'll tell of your wondrous works. We will make known your deeds among the people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, have the right way in our lives. We yield to you tonight, Lord. We yield to your precious will. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for this, we say thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer, for thou always hears us when we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, we pray, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy, bless his holy name.
Yeah.
I will bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy, bless his holy name. For he has done great things, for he has done great things. The Lord has done so many great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy, bless his holy name. God bless you, woman of God, back into your hands.
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. Sister Mary, our scripture tonight.
Praise God.
Mary.
Praise God.
do star six, Sister Mary. There you
are. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our P&E and advisors, to our P&E and prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be taken from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th through the 18th verse. And I will be reading from the NIV version. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. I have read to you the Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th through the 18th verse. Blessings to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of God's holy word.
Amen. Glory to God. How blessed is his holy. How blessed is holy. How blessed is holy, holiness. Hallelujah. Ooh. Glory to God. Can somebody just say hallelujah? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anyhow. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We bless him. We thank him. Amen. We give him praise on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Had a little, just a little turbulence there, but guess what, people of God? We got the victory. Hallelujah. We got the victory through Christ Jesus. Amen. Listen, people of God, we just want to remind you. We want to remind you. Go ahead and text someone. Text a couple of people. Amen. Tell them that the PNN is on. Tell them that we're live. Glory to God. Invite them to come. Invite them to come. Just break into their schedule. Amen. Send them an unexpected text message. Glory to God. Tell them to come on in. Amen. Tell them, amen, that there's a blessing that is waiting for them right here, right now. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and text a couple of people. Amen, Jesus. Let them know. Text them, text them, text them. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We just believe God has something good in store. Amen. As we have assembled ourselves here on today, amen, God, this call, amen, for us to come into this place. Amen. This place right here. Glory to God. Amen. It's not there with, listen, it's not a building, amen, of walls, but by spirit. Glory to God. We're all here in one place. Amen. Glory to God. Don't you just love the way, amen, our Father does it? Glory be to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We want you to go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Glory to God, as we always encourage you to do so. Amen, Jesus, so that you can grab these nuggets. Amen. Grab these nuggets, glory to God, from the Lord's messengers. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Something, glory to God, that you can chew on. Something that you can take away. Glory be to God. A whole lot that you can take away. Amen. And we are indeed so grateful tonight. Amen, Jesus. We are grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. I'm exceedingly grateful on tonight. Amen. For our speaker. Amen, Jesus. This is his first time coming. to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. But I've known him for quite some time. Amen. Glory to God. We used to work together, amen, at the Board of Regents. And I'm telling you, people of God, when we first met, there was a divine connection. Amen. Glory to God. And we begin to talk and we begin to share. Glory to God. And sometimes we'll be, amen, right there in the midst. Amen. Jesus and the Lord will show up. Glory be to God. And the Lord will just drop these revelations on us. And sometimes, people of God, it's our very first time hearing it, but it was obvious that the Lord was in our midst. Amen. And I'm telling you, the Lord would blow our minds. Sometimes he would go running one way and I would go running another way. Amen, Jesus. But I'm telling you, I appreciate the Lord. Amen. This man of God, amen, God deals richly with him. Amen. And I'm just so grateful. Glory to God. Amen. And I tell you, amen, even in writing the gift prayer, there are a lot of firsts that happen. Amen. And I just want to let you know, glory to God, that this man of God was the first one to invest in my process. Amen. I didn't know if he knew it. Amen. But he was first one to invest. Glory to God, that gave me glory to God, gave me the courage to go on. Amen. Because he believed in what God had put within me. And I'm just so grateful tonight. Amen. Like I said, we've talked so much. Amen. God has been with us every step of the way. Amen, Jesus. If he had gone past, amen, amen, Jesus, into another position, another company, glory to God. But I thank God that at this divine time, the Lord will bring us back together again. Amen. I'm telling you, people of God, this man is, I just tell you, talking about a living epistle, he's a living epistle. Amen. His heart is so tender towards the Lord. Amen. His ear, amen, is so impressionate. Amen. To hear the voice of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God tonight. Amen. Listen, I could go on and on and on. Amen. But I'm just so excited, glory to God, to have him to come and be a part of this Prayer News Network. I think we even talked about this before it even come into fruition. Amen. We talked about so much, amen, that the Lord, amen, has already manifested in our lives. Amen. And even tonight, glory to God, is a manifestation. Amen. So we're grateful tonight, people of God. Like I said, I could go on and on and on. Amen, Jesus. I could take the whole hour and just talk about this man of God. Amen. Glory to God. But we're not going to do that. Amen, Jesus, because it's not about us. It's all about, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want you to give ear to hear what he has to say. Amen. He's an awesome teacher. Glory to God. And that's what we love about the PNN. Everyone comes in their own flavor. Amen, Jesus, because there are many listeners all over the world. And the Lord knows what he has divinely ordered for each and everyone on this line. So we want you to give ear. Amen, Jesus. Give your heart tonight. Amen. This man of God is coming to us from Atlanta, Georgia. Amen, Jesus, by way of Applied Word Ministries. People of God, we want you now, glory to God. There's some things that God is going to unfold, amen, even in this man of God. But we're not going to roll it out right now, amen, Jesus. But we want you to give your heart, amen, to hear what the Lord has to say through his messenger on tonight. People of God, let us receive Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you, amen, Minister Cannon. You're already on the platform. Glory to God.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, first of all, I give all glory to God. All glory to God for even the opportunity to be in the midst of such wonderful people. And I, first of all, would like to thank Evangelist Bradley and all of her stated leaders and everyone on the line. I also like to thank the PNN advisors and all those that helped to carry this work that God is doing in these days, in these times that we're in. But now, this is for such a time as this. And to all of the leaders on the line and to each of you that are represented here, I also praise God for you. I want to thank you all as well. I give honor and glory to God
for you, for the gifts that he's placed on the inside of each and every one of you all's lives. May the Lord God do all that he wants to do in you and through you from this day forward. Praise God. Praise God. This being my first time on this line, I'm so grateful and thankful, and I said I would like to pray. I always lead in with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, have your way.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, have your way.
Yes, Jesus.
Move upon the hearts of the people who hear this message.
Yes.
And Lord God, you do it, not me. Let it be none of me and all of you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to minister to your sheep. I thank you, Lord God, that revelation knowledge flow freely, uninterrupted, and unhindered by any evil, satanic, or demonic force. I thank you, Lord, that you will speak through my vocal cords and you will think through my mind as you walk through my steps and work through my hands. Let it be none of me and all of you. I give all the glory, the praise, and the honor to you right now. It is in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to start out, you know, I started to pray and I was like, Lord, where and what? What's the message? Holy Spirit, you have the message in me. And I had the Bible closed and I began to pray. And I said, Lord, you know exactly what you want to say tonight. And when I open it up, you open it up, and wherever I land, that's where you want me to be. And so the Holy Spirit had me come to the book of Nehemiah, and I believe the first two chapters is something I would like to start going through with you all tonight that God has shown me. And I'm by a teacher by nature. I believe that's the gift that the Holy Spirit has placed on the inside of me, so I would like to just go forward. And if you all would turn to the book of Nehemiah, at the very beginning, chapter 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakalai, and it came to pass in the month of Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hananiah, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. Now, mind you, the Jews had been captured during this time, and Hananiah was one who was asking what happened to him. And this is what they said to him. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned of fire. And it came to pass when I heard these words, this is Nehemiah speaking, that I sat down and wept. Nehemiah wept for his people. He sat down and wept. And look at his actions that he did. I sat down and wept, and I mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Now, Nehemiah has just gotten this bad news about his people. And the first thing he does, he sits down, he cries, but then he fasts and he prays. He fasts and he prays. When trouble comes, we should fast and we should pray. We should fast and pray. And listen at the prayer he said. Say he prayed before the God of heaven. Now, Nehemiah had a relationship with God. And in order to develop a relationship with God, you have to do it through his word. And the only way you can do it through his word, you've got to get into those scriptures. And verse 5 said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. God keeps his covenant for those that love him. God has mercy for those that love him and observe his commandments. And this is what he continues to say. This is Nehemiah talking to God. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of heaven, yet I will gather thee and bring thee unto a place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants, thy people, whom thou hast redeemed with thy great power and by thy strong hand. Now let's see what was going on here. Nehemiah gets bad news, and the first thing he does, he cries and he wept. And then he decides that he needs to fast and pray. He prays before the God of heaven. And his prayer, look at his prayer. Go back and look at his prayer. He said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keeps covenant and mercy for them that love him. In the midst of his prayer, the first thing he does is acknowledges who God is. O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God. Some translations say the great and awesome God that keeps your commandments and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. At the very beginning of his prayer, he acknowledges who God is. He understands who God is because he has a relationship with God. He says, you are the great and awesome God. It makes you wonder, how are we praying? Do we acknowledge God first when we pray, or do we go into our prayer time asking him for things that we want instead of understanding who he is? Many years ago, I prayed a prayer, and I said, Lord, I want to know you. I don't want to just know about you. I want to know you. I want to know your ways. I understand your thoughts. I want to know what you think about, how you feel, your emotions, and your actions. I want to know you. See, a lot of us know about God, but a lot of us don't know God. And if you look at that word know, I studied it out in the Greek years ago. That word know means to have a relationship with. It doesn't mean just I know you like I know this person or I know that person. It means to have a relationship with. There's a scripture in the Bible that says Adam knew Eve. I remember asking God when they asked the Lord, of course Adam knew Eve. They were the only two people. It's like, no. Yeah, of course they were the only two people, but what am I saying here? I'm saying Adam had a relationship with Eve. So God is looking for a relationship with us. And the only way we can build a relationship with a person is you got to come to know that person. When you get to know a person, you built the relationship with them. And once you built that relationship with them, that's a solid, solid connection. I want to know you, God. Nehemiah knew God. He said, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keep covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe. Now let's look at the next thing Nehemiah says. He says, let thine ear now be attentive. Let's look at that. God, please pay attention to what I'm about to say. And let thine eyes be open. Please look at what I'm about to say, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant. God, pay attention. I want you to see this. I want you to hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before thee night and day. Now, look at that. Nehemiah was praying night and day for the children of Israel. And the next thing he do, first he acknowledges God as who he is. The next thing he do after he acknowledges God, he asks God for God's attention. And the next thing he does after that, watch what he does next. And confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we, he didn't say just them, he said we, which includes himself, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. Now he goes into confessing his sin before God. You know, God knows everything. God sees everything. God's the all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-wise God. God is sovereign. God can see in the dark. So you can't hide anything from him. He knows us better than we know ourselves. The one thing I learned many years ago is to stay transparent with God, because there's nothing God doesn't know about you. You can't hide it from him. God sees everything. And he wants us to be transparent. He wants us to confess our sins before. It's not like he doesn't know it, but I always mention to you, that's the Lord. There's nothing that you're not going to know about me when I get to heaven that hadn't come out of my mouth that I haven't confessed before you. We have to purify our hearts every day, not just Sunday, not just Monday, every day. We've got to go before the throne and say, Lord, Lord God, this is what I did. You saw it. You know it. Whether it was good or bad, you saw it. You know it. And this is what I've done. And I repent of it. And I turn away. Make a change of heart, a change of mind, and a change of direction. Verse 7 says, we have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments. Look at that. He's confessing everything. We've dealt corruptly against thee. We hadn't kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, and this is what you said, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. And isn't that what happened? God scattered them all over the world, all the way up until, I believe it was 1946 or something, when Israel became a nation again. God brought them all back together, just as his word says he would. Prayer. Prayer is so important. This is the prayer network, the prayer news network. Why is prayer so important? Because prayer is conversing with God. Prayer is having a conversation with God about everything and anything that's in our life. Whatever's going on, we can pray. God loves us just where we are. We don't have to try to be something we're not. We don't have to try to create something or drum something up just to try to please God. God is best we are. He loves transparency. He loves us telling him everything that's going on in our life. He loves us acknowledging his son Jesus. Because that's what it's all about. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He paid the price with his blood. His blood paid the price for every sin we have ever committed. Jesus has already paid the price. And God is looking for us to just come before him and say, Father, help me. Father, help me to overcome this. Help me to make it through this. I don't know a way out of this. But you're the God of impossibility. And there is nothing too impossible for God. I'm going to give you guys some examples now. Let's take this word and let's see how it is in real life. You know, because I heard something years ago that really blessed me. I didn't understand it until later on in life, and God brought it back to my remembrance. I heard a speaker say this. He said, until this word becomes a life, it'll never become a reality. And I meditated on that for a while. Until this word, God's word, becomes a life, until it becomes real in your life, it'll never become a reality. And that is so true. And I found that to be true in my very own life. I'll give you some examples in real life. I've had a situation, and some of you all out there right now listening to me are in that situation right now. You're at your job, and your boss is giving you a hard time. You're doing the very best thing that you can. You're trying to do the job with excellence, just as God wants you to. And you're trying to do the right thing, but your boss is just giving you a really, really hard time. And it's really starting to get to you. It's getting to your flesh. It's getting to you very hard. You're trying to walk in the spirit, but your flesh is rising up. I was in that very situation many, many years ago. I remember my boss kept giving me a hard time, and I was like, Lord, what is it? What is his problem? What is going on with him? I was like, God, I don't know how much longer I can take this. I don't know if I can deal with this much longer. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. He said, well, you know what to do. What do you mean I know what to do? I don't know what to do. You know what to do. I've already told you what to do. You're just not doing it. Well, help me, Holy Spirit. What are you saying, Lord? Well, I told you to pray for those in authority over you. Why? So that you may lead a quiet and peaceable life. The reason you don't have no peace is because you're not praying. Oh. So you're not praying for your boss, and that's why you don't have no peace. If God has allowed him or her to be placed in authority over you, then you've got to submit under that authority. God has allowed it. Doesn't mean it's going to always be that way, but that's the way it is right now. And God says, I need for you to pray. And I don't mean go in and pray God, get them, pray some sort of revenge for prayer. No. I need for you to pray that God will give them wisdom on how to manage, give them peace for whatever they're going through, because only God knows what they're going through. Guide them and lead them and protect them and their families. So when God told me this, you know, my flesh rose up and I said, I'm not sure I can do that. Yes, you can. So I began to do it. Let's see if this word works. Okay, let's do it. So I stayed on my knees and I started praying for my boss every day. Lord God, I don't know what he's going through. Maybe something's going on at home. Maybe it's something in his body. Maybe he needs healing. Maybe he's found out some bad news. Whatever it is, Lord, give him peace. It's all understanding, Lord God. Bless him. Bless him, Lord God. Lead him to your son, Jesus, Lord God. And I begin to pray that every day. Every day. And I don't know the amount of time, let's say 10, 15, 20 days, but there was a time I could see his heart starts to change. His demeanor began to change. He starts getting a lot more calmer. He starts actually speaking to me as if I was a human being. And I could see slowly God begin to change his heart. And it brought such peace to me. I was at peace now because I was doing what God's word said. Pray for those in authority over you so that you may lead a quiet and peaceable life. See, God wants us to take this word and apply it to our life and use it. Don't just hear it. Well, the word of God says, you know, don't just be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Do the word. Do the word. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. A lot of people are hearing the word, but not many people are doing the word. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Look at that. Deceiving your own selves. That means you're walking in self-deception. You're walking in self-deception. If you think you can hear this word and not begin to operate in it and apply it in your life, God has given us everything we need. What are you doing with what he's already given you? We're asking for God for all kinds of things, but what are we doing with what God has already given us? I've had that lesson too. God has shown me that in his word. What are we doing? I want you all to turn to Genesis right now, the very beginning, first chapter. And let's just look at this. First chapter, first verse. In the beginning, God. stop right there. In the beginning, God. Everything you begin should begin with God. Everything you do should begin with God. You open it with prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Thank you for the breath of life. You wake up. That's the beginning of your day. It should begin with God. And it should also end with God. You sealed the day. You seized the day. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God created the heaven and the earth. God is the only creator that there is. There is no other creator but God. Man doesn't create. We think we create. No, we don't create. We take something that already exists, and we repurpose it. See, to create means to create something from nothing, and only God can do that. We can't do that. We can take what already exists and repurpose it into something else, create anything. We just changed how we do it. I'll give you an example. Uber is simply a taxi. Uber is a taxi. Uber is nothing new. It's just a different way of doing a taxi cab that's already existed. See, only God can create. And once we understand that we begin everything with God and we end everything with God, then God can create many things in our life, many miracles. Till you see the invisible, you will never do the impossible. God is the invisible, and he's going to do the impossible. So we don't create at all. And I just praise God for God being God. I'm thankful and grateful for this prayer news network. God is going to use it mightily. All over the world, people who are listening right now are getting blessed. They're getting blessed over the airways. They're getting blessed from the word going forth through the airways. God's words, he said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. God's word is delivering spirit and life right now to everyone who's listening to this. And I'm so grateful and thankful for all of you all tuning in today. It has been a pleasure and an honor to serve you and to continue to serve you each and every day. Here on Nehemiah, and I'm going to basically jump here and keep going until we finish this first chapter, and it ends with a prayer. So I'm going to pick up right now in verse 7 where we left off. We have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there of you were cast out unto the uttermost part of heaven, yet will I gather them from hence and will bring them unto a place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are the servants that thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. And this is Nehemiah's ending prayer. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive, look at that, saying it again, to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. And I'm going to end on that because I know I'm running out of time. But basically, in a nutshell, God, if you continue with Nehemiah, the second chapter and all the way through, you'll see God answering Nehemiah's prayer. And he answered it in such a way that was miraculous. Nehemiah got so much favor. He got favor with the king. He got favor. The king gave him resources to go and rebuild the wall in Jerusalem. Nehemiah had so much favor. God answered his prayer. And I looked at that and I said, Lord, praise God. God, Lord, you answered his prayer. And it seemed like it was almost immediately. I don't know how much time had lapsed, but at the end of the day, God always answers prayer. It may not be the way we want or in the time we want, but God always answers prayer. God is not moved by time. And for those of you who always wonder why, you know, God, I used to ask God this too. I said, Lord, you know, I pray this prayer, but why do you have to wait to the very last minute, the last second to answer this prayer? The last moment, it's like, and the Holy Spirit quickly told me, he said, because I'm not moved by time. I said, praise God. He said, you live in time. I live in eternity. In eternity, time doesn't exist. Everything you do is based on time. You were born at a certain time. You will die at a certain time. You wake up at a certain time. You go to sleep at a certain time. You go to work at a certain time. Everything you do is based on time. I'm not moved by time because he lives in eternity. That's what the Holy Spirit said to me. And it really just took me back. I was like, whoa, in eternity, time doesn't exist. Jesus stepped out of eternity and into time, right? He's on this earth into time. He walked 33 and a half years, all right? And then when he ascended, this was after the crucifixion, he stepped back into eternity. That's why our focus should be on eternal things and not on the things of this world. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to minister to all the people all over the world right now. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you will move on the hearts of those who have heard this message and who have heard truth, the truth of your word. Heavenly Father, I thank you that any of those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I ask that you move on their heart now. You tug on their hearts. If any of you all out there don't know Jesus, to know Jesus. If you feel like this message has blessed you, that you want to know more and you want to know more about the God of heaven and his son, Jesus Christ, I ask that you go to your phones and you hit star 6. And we will pray with you and someone will help you to come to know the Lord. Because this is what it's all about. It's all about Jesus. The only way to the Father is through the Son. And the only way to really, really develop relationship with God the Father is you must accept his Son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior. And Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to minister. I thank you, Lord God, that everyone who's heard this message tonight will continue to be blessed. I give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And I thank you for the Prayer News Network that is going worldwide, globally, that many will be coming to Christ through this vehicle that you have created. I give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Tonight, glory be to God. We bless the Lord tonight for this word. Glory to God. Didn't it just come as a soft rain? Amen, Jesus. Just as a soft rain as we listened and we were attentive, amen, to the voice of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We just sat in his presence. Glory to God. Amen. Looking at Nehemiah's prayer, amen, Jesus, really looked at it in that way, but we thank God tonight that he just broke it all down for us, amen. Put it all in perspective, amen,
praise
Jesus.
God.
And how Nehemiah prayed to get God's attention, amen. Glory be to God. Repenting first, amen, for not only, amen, the sins of the nations, but he didn't pull himself out, glory to God, but he included himself. God, we missed you. We missed you along the way. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And as the man of God said, you know, we got to be transparent. We've got to be transparent before the Lord because he already knows us anyway. He knows our uprising. Amen. He knows, amen, our down sitting. He knows our going out, our coming. He already knows. Glory be to God. Amen. But can we be transparent with him to confess our sins, confess our faults unto him? Glory to God. This is what the Lord honors. This is what the Lord honors. Amen. Glory to God. And I tell you, even, man of God, as you were going forth, amen, I was looking at, amen, Nehemiah's heart. Amen. Because you talked about relationship. Glory be to God.
Yes.
About relationship. And even as you were talking, as you were ministering, amen, David, amen, came. And I looked at David's heart. Amen. And looking at Nehemiah's heart, and it seems like they were just kind of synonymous there. And I was like, wow. You know, listening at, glory to God, relationship is relationship. Glory to God.
Yes.
And when you know him, you know him. Amen. Glory to God. You don't have to ask anybody about it. Glory to God. But listen, even as the scripture declares, amen, to the disciples, amen, when Jesus had died, and glory to God, and he was being accused, and that, amen, Jesus, the scribes and Pharisees said, your speech, it gives you what you're talking like. And amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, when you have and you're in relationship, glory to God, relationship knows relationship. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So we just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. For this word. Glory be to God. Amen. This word, so much was said. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, how? Amen. We must do the word. Do the word. Amen. Be a doer of the word and apply the word to our hearts and let this word be a light. Let it be a lamp. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let it be. Let it be. Let the word work. Amen, Jesus. It's just so much, amen, that was said tonight. Amen. And even as you were saying, until we, amen, see the invisible, we won't see the impossible.
Impossible. Right.
So much was said tonight, for us to chew on.
Jesus.
So much to consider. Amen, Jesus. And we just thank God tonight for this word. Amen, Jesus. Thank God for, amen, the Lord coming in the midst at this time. Amen. Bringing our hearts, glory to God, bringing our hearts knitted together so that we might know him.
Yes, glory to
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
That we might know him. That's what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
Glory to God, that we might know his power, his resurrection power, that we might know him in all that he is. Amen, Jesus.
Yeah.
So we just thank God tonight. Amen. Man of God, you got me going tonight. Glory be to God. Like I said, so much was said. Amen. Our hearts were open. Our minds were open. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, glory be to God. I know you've already prayed the prayer of salvation tonight. Glory to God. Made the appeal to the people. Amen, Jesus. But perhaps there's someone, amen, that would like to have prayer on tonight. If you could extend prayer on tonight.
Yeah.
God, you have the platform.
Yes.
Go ahead. You have the platform.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Dear God, now.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Well, thank you, sister. I praise God. If you would like to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I would like for you to bow your heads right now and pray this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for being the God of heaven.
Heavenly Father, I confess my sins to you, Lord God, right now. I am a sinner, Lord God, and I am seeking to be saved, Lord God. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord. And Heavenly Father, I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to save me. Save me and sanctify me. Fill me with your spirit, Lord God. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And I thank you for saving me this day, Lord. For with my heart I believe unto righteousness. And with my mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you prayed that prayer, God has saved you right now. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family. You are a brother and a sister in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Your life is about to change.
Yes.
The one thing I would suggest you do is continue to stay on this prayer network. Continue to learn and to grow. Find you a local church and start attending. And if you can't find one, stay on this prayer news network. You will learn many things, the Word of God. And get you a Bible. Get you a Bible. And if you don't understand it, I'm going to tell you something. We have a teacher. His name is the Holy Spirit. And before you do anything, when you open that Bible up, I do this every single time. I say, teach me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And then I begin to read it. Just begin to read it. Even if you don't understand the these and the doubts, the Holy Spirit will make it come alive to you.
Mm-hmm.
You just begin to read it, and you develop that relationship with God. We're not religious people. We're all about relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about developing a relationship with God, getting to know God, not just to know about God. See, the one difference is you can know a lot about a person, but you may not know that person. And once you come to know God, then you will begin to understand and see. He'll open your eyes to see things that you've never seen before. That word will become alive. Welcome to the family of God. And please, please, stay connected. Stay connected to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Stay connected to this prayer news network. Stay connected to your Bible. Read it. Study it. Meditate in it. And you may not understand what I'm saying right now, but all I can tell you is say that prayer. Help me, Holy Spirit. Teach me, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And then you open that Bible up, whatever page you fall on, you start reading it, and the Holy Spirit will begin to minister to your heart. He'll mm-hmm. begin to show you things about you that he wants to change and rearrange in your life. And you do it daily. Don't miss a day. Do it daily. And if you miss a day, don't be convicted. Just pick it up where you left off the next day. See, God is not looking for perfect vessels. He's looking for willing vessels.
Mm.
And if you are willing, he will meet you right where you're at because he loves you just that much. He gave his only son for you. He gave his only son for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making a decision. Get ready. Your life will never be the same again. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you again, man of God. We do have a prayer request. Amen. If you would. Amen. Anyone that would like to have prayer, touch and agree with anyone that would, amen, Jesus, like to, amen, come to the platform for prayer. Amen, Jesus. You can press star 6 to come over. Amen, Jesus, and have the man of God. Amen. Just touch and agree with you in prayer on tonight. Amen. You can press star 6. You can
praise
press
Lord.
Star.
Praise God.
Praise Lord.
Praise God.
I thank God for the word on tonight.
I thank God for the teaching. It was, I mean, it was food to my soul. I really enjoyed it. And I just wanted to ask a prayer for my sister, Kathy Brown. She's at the emergency room now with high blood pressure. And I would like prayer, Kathy Brown.
Okay.
And I would like prayer for my grandson, Curtis Fan. He's in Akron, Ohio, in college. And I just want the Lord to keep him and keep him covered on his blood and not let him forget the word that has been instilled in him. It's very important that he be saved.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
And I thank you so very much.
Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sister, I want to pray with you. I want to pray for dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. You are the great and awesome God. You are absolute in your faithfulness. You are infinite in your power, and you are the absolute master and ruler of all.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, I lift up Sister Kathy Brown right now, who's at the hospital in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I lift her up, Lord God. I speak to her body right now. I command her body. I command every organ and every tissue of her body right now in the name of Jesus to operate in the function and the perfection to which God created it to operate in. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, that by the stripes of Jesus, Kathy Brown is healed. Because Jesus was wounded for Kathy's transgressions. Jesus was bruised for Kathy's iniquities. The chastisement of Kathy's peace was upon him. And by his stripes, Kathy Brown is healed, Lord God. She's not only healed, she's made whole, Lord God. She's made whole with nothing missing and nothing broken in her life, Lord God.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I also lift up right now in the name of Jesus her grandson, Curtis, who is in college. Glory be to God. Father, you already got people at that school waiting on him right now in the name of Jesus to go forth and start learning and getting taught the word. Father, Heavenly Father, I thank you that his parents has already planted that seed on the inside of his heart. And Holy Spirit, you rise up on the inside of his heart. If anything comes, tries to make him do something he doesn't want to do, Holy Spirit, you bring that word up on the inside of him that has been planted deep on that good ground on the inside of him, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that this generation, his generation, will be used mightily to flip this earth upside down, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that this man of God, he don't even know it yet. Good God Almighty. I thank you, Lord God, that his parents have planted that word deep, 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 deep on the inside of his heart, Lord God. And Father, that those scriptures will rise up, Lord God, that he's a child of God, born of God's Spirit, filled with God's Spirit, and led by God's Spirit. I plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over his life, Lord God, and over Kathy's life, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you that the precious blood of Jesus over their life, Lord God. I plead the blood, Lord God. The blood, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you will move. Move right now, Holy Spirit. Have your way on the inside. Lower that blood pressure. Heal her. Make her whole, Lord God. I touch and agree with her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, move on that young man's heart in college, Lord God. Give him wisdom, Lord God. Heavenly Father, send him to Proverbs, not to walk in the ways and the paths of the ungodly, but to walk in the ways and the paths of you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, you know exactly where he is, and you know exactly where she is, and you know exactly where their hearts are, Lord God. I stand in agreement with my sister and all the members of this Prayer News Network right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God. You said, well, two or more shall agree after touching anything, you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst of this right now. We thank you, Lord God. I touch and agree with it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we will wait for the answer. We will wait for the victory. We will wait for the testimony, Lord God. For you're going to do a great and mighty thing. And all we can say after it's done is this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous, marvelous in our eyes. Thank you, Lord God. I give you all the glory and honor and praise, Lord God. And I pray for this sister on the line, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are doing a work in her and through her. I thank you, Lord God, that you let no hurt, harm, or danger come near her, Lord God.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord God, that you move on her heart to trust you, not to trust man, to trust you. You are sovereign. You are the almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing God. There's nothing you don't know. Is anything too hard for you? No, nothing's too hard for you. I thank you, Lord God, that what looks impossible is possible to you, Lord God. I pray that she will lean and rely and trust in you and in your word. She knows already, Lord God, what you planted on the inside of her heart. I give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor, Father. And I thank you for victory. I thank you for healing. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you, Father God, for nothing missing and nothing broken in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Man of God, I just received a prayer request. Amen. Received a text message. Amen. For evangelist. For evangelist Biggs, B-I-G-G-S.
Mm.
Amen. She's asking for prayer. She's asking for prayer. She has injured her back. And she's asking for prayer because she's in excruciating pain. Her name is, again, is Evangelist Evangelist Biggs on tonight.
Praise God. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, yeah.
I thank you for this sister who has given her life to you, Lord God. To be an evangelist, Lord God, is to go around and minister to people and bring them to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about, Lord God, evangelizing, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we know, Lord God, that this ease on her right now in the name of Jesus has to be loosed, Lord God. Command Satan to get his hands off of her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you said that which you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And that which you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind you, Satan. I bind the principality, the power, the ruler of the darkness of this world. I bind and cast it down, all spiritual wickedness in high places, and render them harmless and ineffective against evangelist Biggs in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
And I loose and release angels. Angels, go forth and provide protection to evangelist Biggs. Go forth and provide salvation, safety, deliverance, healing, and soundness. Giving all praise, all glory, and all honor to you, Lord God. Father, there's a reason you named her Biggs, because she believed in a big God, a God who's mighty, a God who knows all, sees all in all, a sovereign God. I speak to her body right now in the name of Jesus. I command it in the name of Jesus. Pain cease to resist in her body right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I give you praise and honor and glory, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God. I thank you that this sister is going to be healed, Lord God. I thank you that she's already healed by the stripes of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes,
that the blood, I plead the blood of Jesus over her life, Lord God. I plead the precious blood of Jesus over her life, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Sister, you just need to begin to praise God. You need to praise God. Praise and his presence are inseparable. You've got to praise God every single day. Praise him in the pain and through the pain because God can release you of the pain. Praise him. Just begin to praise him right now in the name of Jesus because God wants to do a work. He needs to know that you know that he is real. He needs to know that you know that he is real. He is real. He is real. He is real. This is nothing to play with. This thing is real. God is really, he loves you unconditionally. He is so happy with you. You are an evangelist. You're doing his work. So you continue to do his work. You continue to rest and trust in him. And you worship him, sister. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. God, worship him. and your time at home and get you some music and you just start worshiping God. Worship him. You can worship him in Psalms. Go into the book of Psalms and just begin to say, you know, speak those Psalms. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed my life from destruction, who crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless and praise his holy name. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
I see another caller on the platform. Go ahead, caller.
Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord.
Go ahead, caller. I see there's another caller on the platform. Go ahead and make your request on tonight.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's okay. Praise God. God is waiting. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, sister. God hears all. He knows all. He sees all. He's in all. Praise God. Praise God. The Holy Spirit hears you. He can hear you from the inside, sister. He hears your cry. He knows what you're going through. He's got this. Yeah, praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Even words unspoken are spoken. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 God is doing a work right now. Glory. Glory to you, Lord God.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. It's done.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's done. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Amen.
You know, sometimes God can. God can speak the loudest in silence. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Sister Brown, I'm looking forward to that good report from your grandson and everybody else. I'm so grateful for this night. I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to just be on this line with you all. It's just been such a blessing. Father, thank you. Thank you for everyone. Just bless everyone on this line. Show yourself in their lives. This weekend and the rest of this week, Show yourself, God. Show them how real you are. Manifest yourself in whatever situation or whatever circumstance they're in. Deliver, set free. Let them know. Make them aware that you hear their prayer and you're with them, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for just being our God, an awesome God, a global God, a worldwide God.
Mm-hmm.
There's no language barrier. There's no barriers that, look, when the Holy Spirit is flowing, he flows. And we just got to flow with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Praise God, sister.
Praise him. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen. Again, for this word. Glory be to God. Amen. Did someone say something?
Hello?
Praise him.
Yes, go ahead.
How you doing?
How are you, sister?
I'm doing fine. I was on it first, but the devil was trying to work and had my phone shut down. Went completely dead, so I had to run home and call us, of course, and get the number again. But I wanted, needed prayer. The enemy been fighting against me and my kids, like, really hard. Like, we can't catch a break, like, even dealing with family. We're dealing with depression right now. Like, me and my kids are just really just going through a lot together, no family, you know. The devil's sending all kind of people to attack us, even on my job. Like, right now, we just need prayer and a breakthrough because, I mean, it's draining right now.
Mm-hmm. What's your name, sister?
Natasha Sellers.
Natasha, okay, Natasha. Praise God. And this is for your whole family, right? Praise God.
Yes.
Praise
like
God.
Like, me and my family, the enemy is working, but me and my mom and sister them are divided. My kids feel like they don't have any family to support them. My son is dealing with something right now where a family member was molesting him, and he finally told it. So now this got my family divided. He feel like nobody, you know, they have nobody but me. Like, we really didn't fighting, like, my own sisters,
praise
even my
God.
Mom.
Oh, praise
I
God.
Mean,
praise God. Okay, sister, I'm going to have to definitely pray with you. Praise God. God can restore. God can restore everything. Hallelujah. Father, you heard her prayer, Lord God. You heard Miss Natasha's prayer. Lord God, she feels like she's under attack in every possible way, Lord God. But you are the God of impossibilities, Lord God. And Heavenly Father, I would love to pray with her right now in the name of Jesus.
Pray, Jesus.
I ask you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for Natasha coming on this line tonight, Lord God. Glory be to God. Heavenly Father, I lift her up. I lift up her whole family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask you to have mercy on her, Lord God, and her family, Lord God. Don't allow the enemy to come in and try to take over, Lord God. But you are the Almighty, the everlasting God, the one true and living God, the great I am, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Father, for sending your angels right now to minister to Natasha, to minister to her son, Lord God, her son, Lord God. Minister to all of her family members, Lord God. She's going through, Lord God. You know exactly where her heart is, Lord God. She's crying out to you, Father. She's crying out to you, Lord God. Only you know everything that's going on with them, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I ask that you just bless her. I ask that you bless her whole family. I ask that you use this to save them and sanctify them and fill them with your spirit, Lord God.
Yes, God.
I ask that you bless them, Lord God. I bind the enemy. I bind you, Satan. I bind you from coming against them. I bind it in the name of Jesus. See, you gave us the keys to the kingdom. And you told us that that which we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And that which we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And, Lord, we are on earth right now, right? And I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I bind the enemy from trying to come against Natasha, against her family, against her children, against her job, against her coworkers, against anybody and anything. I bind it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind and cast down all spiritual wickedness in high places. Every demonic and satanic force that's trying to come against us, I bind it in the name of Jesus. By the authority of the name of Jesus, I bind it. And I loose angels of God to go forth and provide protection to Natasha and her family. Provide salvation. Provide safety, deliverance, and soundness. Giving the praise and the glory and the honor to you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that you know all things, Lord. You know all things. Move on her heart, Lord God. Move on the hearts of those in her family, Lord God, to be drawn closer and closer to you, Lord God.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, they need a break. They need a breakthrough, Lord God. They need a breakthrough.
Yes.
And, Lord God, only you can give them a breakthrough, Lord God. Father, I lift up her family. I lift up her son, Lord God. Father, you are the father of all fathers, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, this event that has happened to him will not impact him in a bad way, but you will use it for your glory.
Yes,
you will change it for your glory.
Yes,
you will take this young man and make him on fire for you. That he may minister to others. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Father, that you will use him mightily, Lord God, for your kingdom, Lord God.
Purpose.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for Natasha, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
She has a heart that's crying out to you, Lord God. She's crying out to you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, let your will be done, Lord God. Bless this family, Lord. Keep them safe and secure, Lord God. Give them the breakthrough that they need, Lord, that they may know it's all you. It's all you, Lord God. It's all you, Lord God. I stand in the gap. I intercede on their behalf right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You said if two or more shall agree after touching anything, it shall be done unto them. And there you are in the midst. You're in the midst, Lord God. You hear this prayer. You hear her cry. You hear her heart, Lord God.
Yes, Jesus.
This is on you. You are the mighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, everlasting God, Lord God. There is nothing that you cannot do. Heavenly Father, heal them. Make them whole.
Yes.
From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Make them whole with nothing missing and nothing broken. Heal them emotionally, socially, spiritually, physically, and financially. Heal them in each and every area of their life, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord. Stand in the gap right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Father, I heard that. Heavenly Father, thank you. Hold on 1 second. Just the Lord just praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was Ephesians. Sister, I want you to begin to meditate in the book of Ephesians. In that first chapter where God is telling you, God has blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I want you to begin to really meditate in the book of Ephesians. Because God wants to save your entire family.
Mm-hmm.
He wants all of you all to be saved, to be sanctified, to be filled with his spirit. He's going to use this moment in your life to draw you closer to him. Praise God. What'd you say, sister? I'm listening.
Praise I was Jesus. Telling my baby to get my Bible.
Praise God. God loves you all unconditionally. Mm-hmm. He loves you unconditionally. See, it's not about what you have done and what you haven't done. It's about Jesus. That's what it's all about. God will meet you right where you're at. He loves you and your family unconditionally. He loves you. See, he's got, praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Your God has a plan for you all's life.
Yes.
And you all are undergoing, you're going through, but you're going to come out.
Yes.
But you got to come out and come to Jesus. You got to come to Jesus. You got to come to Jesus. Get into that word, get into those scriptures, and you let nothing and no thing and no one stop you. Get into that book every day and begin to pray. Begin to ask, Lord, help me. You can just cry out, say, Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Always sign it with the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Always sign that prayer with the name of Jesus. Jesus died on the cross for you. Jesus died on the cross for you.
Thank you.
Jesus died on the cross for you and your family. When I say you, I mean you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep your eyes on him and you continue to pray, and I'm going to continue to pray for you. And I just give you praise. I give God glory, praise, and honor. Praise God. That's a distraction. In the name of Jesus, I give God the glory, the praise, and the honor. And I just thank him for you. And, sister, you're going to be okay. Natasha, you're going to be okay. Your whole family's going to be okay. Your son's going to be okay. But I want you all to just draw closer to God. Draw closer to God. Just keep drawing closer to God. I'm going to continue to intercede on your behalf, too. I'm going to put you as on my prayer list. And say, Lord, just bless them. Every day, pray. Pray every day. And if you can't, if you can't say anything, just say, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus. Your son died for me. God hears your prayer. He hears your cry. And he loves you. He loves you dearly. And your family. He loves all of you. Do that. Okay, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God.
Amen. And we just want to let you know, Ms. Natasha, that someone from our outreach team will be reaching out to you. Amen.
Yes.
Either Evangelist Jones or Minister Emmanuel Hoves. Either one of them or both of them will be following up with you. So if you can just expect the call from them, amen, Jesus.
Okay.
We want to connect with you and, amen, walk with you, amen, as God does what he's already done in your life. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Anyone else tonight, amen, before we turn it over to Minister Emmanuel. Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. What
glory
a night
to God.
For the night. Amen, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's check the platform again.
Amen,
Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Doesn't look like there's anyone else on the platform, man of God.
Praise God.
Thank
you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
So we're going to turn it over. Amen, Jesus. We're going to turn it back into your hand in a minute, man of God. But we're going to turn the platform over to Minister Emmanuel that he can, amen, Jesus, bless, amen, our speaker tonight. Glory to God. And amen. After that, amen, back to you, man of God. And Minister Emmanuel, if you just go ahead and close us out afterwards. Amen. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for the word of God tonight. Amen. Like you said, the word of God is a spirit and it is life. Amen. The Bible lets us know that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We have heard this night. We receive it. Amen. We believe it and we receive it. All that God has ordained for us. Amen. We want to pray, amen, your strength in the Lord. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for your manservant, Pastor Cannon. God, we praise you right now, God, for your chosen vessel for this hour, for this night. Father God, we thank you for the word that he has declared unto us, given by you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know that your word will not go on ground that is unproductive. But God, your word is going to produce. Your word is going to bring forth. It's going to manifest, even in the lives of your people, in the lives of the hearers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will bless the man of God. We pray that you will continue to touch him. Oh, God, continue to give him revelation of your word. Oh, God, give him more insight of your word that he may reveal it unto your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, but we know your word is a discerner. Your word discerns us, God. Your word, it already knows the intent of your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, cut it loose every thunder. Cut it loose every band, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, oh, God, that you set the captive free this night. Oh, God, through the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, look on the man of God. Remember him right now. Oh, God, even remember him this hour, God. We pray that you would touch him from the crown of his head down to the sole of his feet. We pray that you would bless him. The heart is stirred back into his body. Everything that was withdrawn tonight, God, we pray for a double portion. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God, continue to open up doors. Make ways for him, God. Open up doors, oh, God, that he may utter the gospel and that the word of God may have free course. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless his home, bless his family. Oh, God, bless his ministry. You, oh, God, enlarge his territory. God, wherever the soles of his feet tread, you said you would give him the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take it by force tonight. Oh, God, we take it by force. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have already declared it unto us. You have already given it unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we step out on faith. Oh, God, believe in everything that you said. God, we believe we count it done. This night we pray, oh, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank God.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. People of God, we want to encourage you. Amen. Mm-hmm. We want to encourage you to get a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. So you can go back and listen to the word of God. Amen. Again, there was so much in the word that we could discover, we could, amen, unveil it. God could reveal his word to us, open up our eyes so we could see who God really is in our lives. So we want to encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. We're going to give you two numbers where you can reach out to us to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. The first number will be 912-257-3918. Once again, to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, the message for tonight, the number is 912-257-3918. Also, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, amen, we want to encourage you, amen, as well, to reach out to us to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Yes. God made it possible for you to be able to get a copy of tonight's broadcast by using WhatsApp, and the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, the second number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Reach out to us on either one of these numbers. Amen. And we will be sure, amen, to send you a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. We ask you, encourage you to get a copy. Listen to it over and over and over again. Let the word of God get embedded in your heart. Let God root his word way, way down in your spirit so that you can have life and grow thereby. So we praise God tonight for you. Amen, the man of God. Amen. We appreciate you coming. And we pray that this won't be your last time. Amen. You're always welcome to the Prayer News Network global platform. Amen. Whenever you're available, amen, we definitely would love to have you back. Amen. To share in the good news and the love of Jesus Christ with us. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. People of God, we bless God for all things. Amen. And we are going to turn this part back over to, amen, the man of God. I want to remind you that we're here nightly. Every night we're here at 9 p.m. Amen. Rain, sunshine, sleep, or snow. Amen. We're here because we've been commissioned by God. We have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. So to God be the glory for all the great things that he has done. Amen. We're praying for each and every one of you. We love you, but God loves you best. Amen. At this time, we're going to turn this part of the platform back over to the man of God, that he may have the last stand and the blessing of the Lord at this time. God bless you, man of God.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate it. You blessed me. I really appreciate that prayer. Just, you are truly a man of God. I can sense the anointing that's flowing on your life as well. And I'm grateful just to even be in your presence. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to just say thank you all so much on the Prayer News Network for allowing me the opportunity to be here tonight. And I won't be a stranger. This has really just been a blessing, not only to you all, but also to me, you know, just to see what God says. You know, sometimes God even surprises me with what comes through me, because remember, we are vessels, and vessels are just like water holes. Water flows through the holes, but as long as the water is allowed to flow, the Holy Spirit will continue to flood us through it with his word. So I am a vessel, and that's all I consider myself as, and allow the word to flow through. And sometimes, like I said, I open my mouth, and it surprises me. It's just been such a blessing tonight, and I am so grateful and so thankful. I'm thankful to you, Evangelist Bradley, for allowing me the honor and the privilege to even come on this news network. I believe God is going to use this mightily and do great things, and I believe great things are yet to come. So thank you again for the opportunity. I want to pray everyone out, and I said, I want to, Heavenly Father, I ask that you continue to bless everyone that heard this word tonight. May it be deeply sown in their hearts. May, starting tomorrow and every day hereafter, they will be reminded of building that relationship with you and the importance of prayer, because that's the only way you can build that relationship with you is through prayer, staying in the word and praying. Heavenly Father, I thank you. And give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And let the words of our mouth, Lord, as we go forth in the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, you are our strength, and you are our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Amen. Good night. Amen. We thank God. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. We will be back on air tomorrow at 9 p.m. Come and join us. Bring a friend with you. Be blessed, and God loves you. Good night.
Good night. Praise God.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.